Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
Luke chapter number 13 from verse number 18. Apologies for that. Then Jesus said to them, I will tell you a story about the kingdom of God and what it is like. It is like a very small seed of the plant called mustard. A man took this seed and he planted it in his garden. The seed grew and it became a tree. It was so big that birds came and made their nests among its branches. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We pray that you may speak to us this morning. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. A man by the name of Dave Keppen, in a newsletter article, Inc.Africa, says the following words: everyone loves a good story. Storytelling is a critical but often overlooked skill. In this case, he says, every business owner should have. Every person who aspires to be a great business person, in other words, must have the ability to tell a story. As a matter of fact, if you continue reading this article, they also talk about how people are more interested in the story behind the product than the product itself. Because the story gives context to what the product is all about. As the children of God, as the church, you and I, just like our Lord Jesus Christ, who as early as the age of 12 years, we all know how he disappeared, he got lost, and his parents were looking for him. And eventually when they found him, they asked him a question: where were you all along? Jesus was about to get a hiding. And quickly he says to them, why were you even looking for me? Don't you know that I am about my Father's business? And just like you and I, we were also called, invited by God to be engaged and to be involved in this business, which is the business of the kingdom of God. The business that even in this season, in this day, in the time we are in, requires haste, Bazalwane. We, as those who have been called to become part of this business of the kingdom of God, we are supposed to do whatever it takes to make sure Uguti, we get down to business and we do all of the things that are required of us as the children of God so that we can be successful and so that we can thrive in this particular business. And since we are in this business of the kingdom of God, we are also in the business of telling the greatest story of them all, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Therefore, in other words, this man is also posing a challenge to us that we better make sure that we develop the art or the ability of telling a story. We must have the ability of becoming good storytellers. Because unless we have that ability, we can never be able to be effective in the business of the kingdom of God. Because its core business, it is to tell the story about Jesus Christ. Again, it was Philip Pullman who said, after nourishment, shelter, and companionship, stories are the thing we need most in the world. So in other words, you and I, we owe each other stories. There is a story of my life that somebody needs to hear out there. And there is also a story of your life that I also need to hear. So above everything else that we need for survival, We also owe each other stories that we must share with one another as much as possible. That is the most needed thing. This world will be a boring place without stories. We grew up listening to stories. We grew up hearing people sharing their own life experiences, because it is important to do so, as we are going to see in just a moment, Bazalwane. Stories are accounts of imaginary or real people and events told for either entertainment or for valuable lessons. I'm going to say that one more time. Stories are accounts of imaginary or real people and events told for either entertainment or valuable lessons. I'm sure, Bazalwane, you will remember or you know that we grew up Sibuka ETV, and we will say we are going to watch a story, or even on radio, we would listen to stories. Amen. And we all know, Uguti, and most of those things that we were watching were just simply imaginary stories. People created their own world. People created characters in that story, and they came up with a storyline that we follow. Even many of us, there are certain soapies that we will never miss, because we don't want to miss part of the story. We want to see how things are going to unfold. We grew up during the days Zabo, the Bold and the Beautiful, the days of our lives. It was just stories that were told from day to day. And those stories had the ability to affect us and to cause us to think in a particular way. Those stories shaped our upbringing, our growing up. There were things that we learned from all of those stories that we were watching. Are we here, Bazalwane? But we need to understand that not only are stories those accounts of imaginary things or events, but also stories are accounts of real events and real people. If I'm sharing my story, it is a real thing that has taken place. But what fascinates me is that, especially in the entertainment industry, even to this day, many of us in our accounts, we have Netflix that we are paying for every month. Why? Because we are looking for stories. We have our accounts, our Showmax. Why? We are looking for stories. And sometimes they share stories that they call reality shows, which are not real, which are scripted, by the way, most of them. Amen. And we are paying monies and monies so that we can be able to follow certain stories, because they do certain things in our lives. And I am not saying stories are wrong, but it's very important for us who consume those stories that we are not just going to watch for the sake of watching. We are not just going to watch only for entertainment, that we can be fascinated by these stories. But it is important for us to have discernment so that we can be able to pick out lessons that we can learn from those stories. Just like how when somebody shares their life story, make sure that you don't just listen so that you can have content that you can use when you want to gossip about that person. But find out, how can I learn from this particular story? In other words, we must, like I said, we must become good storytellers, just like those people who are on TV. They are good storytellers. I was sharing in the morning about a character that fascinates me so much on the internet. You know, it's from, I'm sure you are aware of this channel on YouTube, where people are sharing their own life experiences as criminals and as ex-offenders. I'm sure you know that channel, where they share how they used to be involved in crime, how they used to be involved in housebreaking, car theft, car hijacking, heists, and all sorts of things. And they share how they got arrested, and they share how they spent time in prison and came out. And we can listen to those stories just for entertainment purposes, but we can also listen to those stories for lessons to be learned, so that we cannot commit the same mistakes that they have committed. That's why we have got to have discernment, that even as we are listening, we are going to ask ourselves, what can I learn from this story? What can I pull out from this story? Just so that I don't just walk away with just a good story without a valuable lesson. I mean, there is this character, like I was saying, called Tra. As much as, you know, I believe most of what Tra shares, but you can tell that Tra has developed the art of being a good storyteller. That he begins to describe, he absorbs you into that world as if you were there with him. But he has also developed an ability just to spice it up a bit. And sometimes I will laugh and say, yeah, Tra gona nyakholwa ukuthi uzenzile zonke lezi, but le yona I doubt. Utra uzokutshela ukuthi lati potsotso selispina lapha ngavula umnyango ngathatha isporti ngasithi phansi sabuya ngasimamba ngathi hey I Tra. Driving 180 kilometers. Uvula umnyango uphonsa isporti phansi bese uyasimamba. Gona nyavuma ukuthi wayitshontsha imoto, but hayi le sporti. He was just being a good storyteller. Now we are able to follow him. Mawuboni sithombe sakhe ukuthi beka interviewer somewhere. You would want to listen to Tra because he's a good storyteller. But we can listen to him just for entertainment and walk away without having learned anything from it. As a matter of fact, many of us can still go out and commit the very same mistakes that he has committed. And many of us, we can think maybe they are sharing those stories so that we can learn how not to do crime and so that we can find a better way of doing it. No. Their whole idea, they are sharing these stories to say, you don't have to commit crime. You don't have to do what we have done. There's no glory in going to prison. I mean, there's another guy, I think he was from Zimbabwe. He was sharing his experience with Sun City Prison. Unfortunately, he was falsely accused and he got arrested. And he was sharing his experience with Sun City Prison. Oh my goodness. Find that story on YouTube, Bazaar. It was so painful. He was telling us, he was saying, listen, I don't know why people glorify prison. He says, kusesihogweni. He says, kukasathane lapha. It's not a place that you can be proud of. He says, angazi why abantu bangatshela abantu iqiniso. He says, hey. It's just that he swears a lot. So if you have the grace of just persevering, but there are good lessons to be learned from there. So it's very important for us to listen with discernment so that we are not just going to be entertained by these good stories. It is also said, Bazalwane, that we learn from history, that people don't learn from history. That certain things happen to people and we are left with accounts, with stories that are captured even in the Bible. The Bible is full of stories that are full of lessons. And many of us, we look at this book just simply as a history book. But even if it's a history book, but it is full of lessons that are there so that we can learn from them. But you look at how we repeat the same things that many people have gone through and we have seen the results. It only says we are also not learning from history. We are growing up, many of us, in townships where many things were happening right before our eyes. Abantu baphila impilo ezingekho right before our eyes. And we saw the results. We have seen evidence. Yokuthi mawuphila kanje uphelela lapha. Mawuphila kanje, but the cycle repeats itself. Why? People don't learn from history. And God deliberately leaves us with records of history so that we may learn. So that you may be aware of a story, that when somebody shares their story of how they grew up, and you are going to listen and you are going to say to yourself, I'm going to apply these principles in my life so that I can live a better life. Romans 15 verse 4 says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning. They were written for what, Bazalwane? For our learning. That we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. So God did not have to leave a Bible behind for us. But he saw it fit that let me leave this book that is going to have accounts of how people walked with me, how people encountered and experienced my power, how people saw my glory, so that they can keep on sharing these stories to the next person that they meet, so that they will not miss out on the opportunity of building and establishing a relationship with me. Unfortunately, even the very gospel that we share, Bazalwan, sometimes it sounds like fiction because we tell it like a story. It sounds like simply a good story. But it is not just a story of an imaginary event that took place at Calvary. This is a real story. This is a true story. This is a story of how Jesus died on the cross. A story of how he was born, how he lived, how he died, how he resurrected, and how he ascended on high. And it is based on this story that we have hope and expectation that one day he is going to return. But unfortunately, Barcelona, it happens that to many of us, it just remains an imaginary story. It becomes difficult for us to believe in it for real, that this is something that has taken place. Maybe we are thinking this is just a book with a story that somebody wrote under the inspiration, just like how they write fiction books today, and they create a world that they absorb us into. But this is a story of a real event that took place more than 2,000 years ago. And God is trusting us to share these experiences from one generation to the next, so that this story will not get lost somewhere. It can happen, Bazalwane bam, ngobude bendlela, as we all always say, that we can be so much out of touch with the reality of this story that I'm just going to continue coming to church. I'm going to continue praying. I'm going to continue doing everything that Christians do. But I'm not so sure about this story. I'm just doing it just in case. But we as Amakholwa, we need to get back to a place where we can be able to express this story under so much conviction, under so much conviction and passion, because we know that it was the real story. It was a true story, Bazalwane, that took place. Hallelujah. I remember one day, many years ago, I was not even a pastor yet, but I was quite aware of my calling. And you know, I always tell you stories, isn't it? I was quite aware of my calling, and me and a few of my friends, we used to come together to pray together. And just like how one day after I became a Christian, I locked myself in a church somewhere, and I was praying and I was asking God to be real in my life. I said, reveal yourself to me. But on that particular day when I was with my friends, I wanted the reality of the experience on the cross. Not me on the cross. But to say, Lord, I just want to know how it would feel like if I was there. If this thing was happening right in front of my eyes. Because okwamanje, I'm just hearing it as a story. But I want to know, and so that I can have the same conviction when I talk about it. I want to have that reality. And as we were praying, I started praying that prayer up to Jesus. And I remember I was just giving a few instructions as the guys, we were praying. And all of a sudden, the atmosphere shifted. And we began to weep in that room. I remember we were in Tutuza. We began to weep in that room uncontrollably. Just seeing the reality of Jesus on the cross, him being crucified, him bleeding, and him crying out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Having that experience in that moment, I remember one of my friends was screaming, blaming me for praying that prayer, because the emotion and the feeling that we had at that moment was just too real for us not to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we walked out of that room, we could preach the gospel with passion, with the reality of knowing that this is not just a story. This is not just fiction. This is not just something that somebody sat down and imagined and wrote it down for us just so that that we can have something to talk about. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he was truly born of a virgin. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he lived on this earth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he died on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he was bruised for our iniquities. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he was pierced on the side. He was the one who cried out, "It is finished." He was the one who cried out, "I am thirsty." He was the one who cried out on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing right now." It is that Jesus Christ who was buried inside the tomb and people thought it was over. But that very same Jesus that they crucified, it is that same Jesus that after 3 days, he rose back up again. He came out from the grave. This is not just a story, but this is something that took place. That's why you and I are born again today. It is upon this foundation, the foundation of this story, that today we can boldly declare, "I am a child of God. I am born again. I am saved. I'm washed by the blood of Jesus." Tell your neighbor and say, "This is not just a story, but Jesus truly died." It's not just a story, Bazalwane. And it is my prayer that God will give us that compassion, that passion in us, that conviction in us, so that when, as we go out and we preach this gospel, we are going to preach it like we believe it. We are going to preach it like we ourselves are convicted about it. We are going to preach it like we know that Jesus is alive. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. That when we tell people Jesus is coming back, we believe in it. We can sense it. We can perceive it. That our God, our King, is going to return. Lenda bakufanele idle thina kuqala. Kufanele sidle bazalwane. Must consume us. There must be a fire that is going to burn within us, that is going to push us to be able to relay this message from one generation to the next. Kuti, I must just emphasize, so this is not just a story. This is not just a story. This is not just something somebody imagined and said, "Let me just tell a story." Because many people, Barcelona, I'm sure we know that there are people who have the ability to come up with stories. I'm sure you once watched a movie that it became so real, you started crying. You knew very well that the characters are not real. The storyline is not real. All of those people are actors. As a matter of fact, they are not even who they say they are. They have real names. But in the same way, you cried. You responded emotionally, even when you knew it was not real. How much more about the real story of Jesus Christ? How much more that when we go through it again and just to revisit and say, "I know I have heard people tell me that Jesus died, but let me go back to the scriptures and go and read the story again and go back to his story again and ask the Holy Spirit and say, 'Holy Spirit, make it real in my heart, make it real in my life, reveal it to me as if I was there on that day, reveal it to me as if I was also one of those at his feet crying out, my King and my Savior.' May I be like that soldier who said, 'Truly, this is the Son of God.' May I be like one of those who was shocked at the events of the day, realizing what was at stake at that moment. I pray that God will anoint us with so much anointing that when we go out and preach the gospel, we are not just going to be simple storytellers. We are not just going to be those who are just simply telling this story as if it's any other story. But we are going to be anointed so that even as we speak these words, they are going to be alive. They are going to be filled with power. They are going to convict the hearts of the people to know that Jesus is real, to know that Jesus is alive, to know that he is not just dead, because other people believe that he is dead, but they don't believe that he rose again. But my Jesus, my Savior, is alive. He's seated on the cross. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's seated on the throne at the right hand of the Father. That's where he is. We are anticipating his return. That's how real it is, Vazala. May God anoint us. May God anoint us. That even as we talk about Jesus Christ, you know how when I remember one day I was driving on the N12. I told you this story before. On the N12, I was taking my kids to school. And there was a shooting on the N12 where three criminals that were shot dead by the cops. And when I saw that thing on the news, I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that I was there. It happened right in front of my eyes. And when I was telling the story, I was telling it from my perspective. I was there. I experienced the fear of hearing gunshots and seeing somebody lying on the ground. I was there. And I was correcting it to others. It was not like that. He's not make sure. Why? Because I was there. I am speaking about it with boldness because I was there. And it does not mean that because we were not there 2,000 years ago, we cannot have the same conviction. The Spirit of God can make it so real because this Jesus, we have encountered Him when we came on the altar, when we heard the gospel being preached to us. That's how real it became. It is the same conviction that we are going to go back with and say, Icon, the results of that event, I still experience them in this day. And that's why I'm sharing this story from that perspective. Ukuthi, you know what? Ngibonile ukuthi, when you take this story as true, what will be the results? Listen to what the Bible says in Psalm 78 from verse 1. I'm reading again in the New Living Translation. Oh, my people, listen to my instructions, it says. Open your ears to what I am saying. For I will speak to you in a parable. I will teach you hidden lessons from our past. In other words, everyone's past has a story. And in the story of your past, there are hidden lessons. There are lessons there that we can draw out. It does not matter even if your past was bad, Shobosam, but there are valuable lessons to learn from that. There is somebody who can benefit from your mistakes. There is a life you can save just by sharing your story, including your mistakes. Because somebody might be at the verge of committing the very same mistake. So it says here, yeah, I will teach you hidden lessons from our past. Verse 3. Stories we have heard and known. Stories our ancestors handed down to us. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord. About His power and His mighty wonders. If there is anything we are owing the next generation, it is to keep record of every encounter we have had with God. It is to keep the record of every miracle that God has performed for us. It is to keep record of even our salvation experience. Those should be the first stories we tell our children. We must not tell them of any other thing, but we must sit them down and say, you know, Mjonam, this is how I grew up. This is where I lived. But there was a day. There was a day I went to church. There was a day I heard for the first time about the man called Jesus Christ. I don't want you to wait until you are 30 years like me, but I want you to hear about this man Jesus right today and right now. I want to tell you about his story, and so that from your life experience and the glorious deeds of the Lord in your life, how you have experienced his power. That's why, Barcelona, we need to make sure that we walk by faith and experience the miracles of God and experience the power of God, just so that we can be able to share our testimonies with the next person and saying, "Mbonile uNkulunkulu ahamba ngeenyawo empilweni yami," and say so with conviction. In verse 5 he says, for he issued his laws to Jacob. He gave his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children, so the next generation might know them, even the children not yet born. And they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his commands. My goodness, the next generation is waiting. Let me tell you this, Bazalwan. The next generation has no business pursuing God if they are not going to have the news about God in close proximity. May we be able to tell stories that will compel them to look for this God. To say, even if we were not interested in this God, but sizwile ngaye, because somebody began to share a story. We all know, it's not a hidden thing, that even Jesus Christ, when he was here and he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, he was using stories. Jesus, Bazalwan, was a storyteller of note. He used stories in a form of parables to teach important principles about the kingdom of God. Jesus was a storyteller. And what I liked was he used practical stories that were relevant for the day. That's why, Bazalwan, even me, I don't like finishing a sermon without a story. I must be able to link the principle I'm teaching to at least a life experience of my own or of someone else that I have observed. Because it becomes more practical. And even Jesus at that point, he was using stories that were relevant for the day. Don't be afraid when you are sharing the gospel. You see, maybe many of us, we are intimidated when we are supposed to share the gospel with someone else. Because we think we need to be deep theologians. Finally, was it from cover to cover? But let me tell you, you can do it just by sharing your story. Just by telling a story. Find a story that can communicate that particular principle that you want to share on that day. Jesus did it. All the time. Jesus did it. Told story after story after story. Sometimes, when I understand, and let me explain what it means. Kule itoru Jesu ebekazisho zimfankingeni. But he kept on telling stories so that people can understand. You do have a story that you can share. You do have a story, an illustration that you can use to be able to communicate a principle, because stories are given for that. Matthew 13 verse 3 says, he told many stories in a form of parables. In verse 34, Jesus always used stories and illustrations like these when speaking to the crowds. In fact, he never spoke to them without using such parables. And then he says, this fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophet. Mark 4 verse 2, he taught them by telling many stories in the form of parables. Are you looking for an effective way to share the gospel? Find good stories about your life, about your friends, about your family, about your colleagues. Because every day, the Bible says, day unto day utters speech. In other words, every day is an opportunity to come up with a story, to realize that there is a story to tell here. Just by yesterday alone, there are activities and events that have taken place in your life that can actually help you to tell a story. That's why, Bazalwan, I always share this with you. That the greatest thing that God can ever do for you, it is to help you trace his hand in your life. To be able to say, as I walk around, I see isanda sika nkulunkulu lapha. Isanda sika nkulunkulu lapha. Into esenza singabi nama testimonies ethu, it is because we close our eyes to things esibonayo ukuthi la, if it was not for God, bengeke ngiphunyuke. And we walk away and we don't tell those stories, and God is sitting in heaven. And he is wondering, does he even realize what I have done? Because all the time we want to take the credit. As from today, I'm challenging us. Keep records. note down the things, good and bad. Take time to say, Nkosi ngibonise namhlanje, what did you do in my life? What is it that you have done that I did not realize? So that I can be able to note it down, because those are things that are going to form part of your calling and ministry, to be able to share your own experiences with God. As I close, and of course, out of many stories that Jesus shared with his disciples, I pick out this one that we read earlier before we started, because it shows us that all along, the story of the seed, Jesus was telling his own story. He was telling his own story, but only a few understood it. But he was busy slowly building a case, day by day, telling them about this seed. Telling them about this seed. And I like it because the opening says that and Jesus told them a story. And Jesus, I mean, he is going to communicate the most important principle of his life. But he decides to approach it through a story. And he begins with a story of a seed. He says, let me tell you about the kingdom of God. He says, the kingdom of God is like a man who took the seed and threw it on the ground, planted it in his garden. And at that point, probably when Bona, they were just painting a picture of a garden and seeing this man maybe with a bag full of seeds, just sparing out the seeds. But Jesus was talking about his own story. He was talking about his own story, because the Bible then later tells us, when he was explaining the parables, he says, let me tell you the meaning of the parable. He says, the seed is the word of God. He says, the seed is the word of God. So this seed that is being planted, Jesus was simply saying, the kingdom of God, it is about the word that is being preached, that is received by the hearts of the people. But it takes it to the next level about this seed, Barcelona. Because if the seed is the word of God, John chapter number 1 tells us, in the beginning there was the word. The word was with God. And then in verse 14 it says, the word became flesh. So this seed is not only the word, but this seed is Jesus Christ himself. That's why then later on he says, unless this seed falls down to the ground and dies, it abides alone. It will never multiply. It will never increase. And therefore he summarizes it in this parable that he's sharing with the disciples. He says, the kingdom of God that I am talking about, it is like the man who is like his father in heaven, who takes the seed, taking him as his son, plants him in the garden, plants him in the grave. But he says, and then afterwards, instead of dying, what is it that he is going to do? He is going to grow. He is going to increase. He is going to multiply. That's why even today, the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is not stopping, Barcelona. It is growing. The church of Jesus Christ is growing. The church of Jesus Christ is multiplying. The church of Jesus Christ is spreading. And it says this tree is going to become so big that the birds will come and build their nests in this tree. And those birds are like you and I, that we were wandering around, we were flying without stability in our lives. But as soon as that seed was planted, as soon as that tree grew up, Maskula City Yawa Lembeu, Sikulumangayu Jesu Koboluake, Ukuti, he died and he was buried. But he was not destroyed. And that's why you and I today, Sinendao, where we have built our nests, and our responsibility is to go out and share our own experience with our neighbors. And say, I once encountered this seed, and it is the man called Jesus Christ. And share it with our children, and share it with our colleagues, and share it with our friends. But just simply, listen, Barcelona, God is not asking too much. He's not asking for a sermon. He's not asking for a theologically put together type of a thing. He's simply saying, tell us, tell others about your story with Jesus Christ, how he has impacted your life, how he has transformed your life. May this experience burn so much, because it will bring the reality of the cross. To say, here's what we mean when we say Jesus died for our sins. Here's how it has affected us. Here's how it has impacted us in our lives. And we are ready to share it with somebody else, because the Bible says, it is through that incorruptible seed that we are born again. People are not looking for any other thing, but they are waiting for us to rise up and to say, we are those who have been anointed and assigned by God to go and share this story. If anything today, Bazalwan, I'm here to challenge us as Abazalwan. I'm here to challenge us as those who have been impacted by this seed. To say, what is it that this seed has done in your life, in your heart, in your mind? How has it transformed the way that you look at life? And not be quiet about it. Abantu bazalwan bayazithanda izindaba. Abantu benzani? So because you are afraid to share the gospel with your colleague, how about you start like Jesus? Jesus said in Luke 13, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story. Can you imagine you are at work? You're saying to your colleague, let me tell you a story. I'm sure their reaction will be, izanaso. They are going to put their pens down and say, yeah, Dalitson, what happened? Because people love stories. People love good stories. In other words, you and I, let's go back home and write down your own story with Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit and say, remind me of my first encounter with you. Give me a story that I can be able to go with everywhere I go. I mean, uJesu ukhuluma ngembewu kayingakhi. Alokho ukhuluma ngembewu nje. The kingdom of God is like a man who planted the seed. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell by the stony places. Seed all the time. Even here, he was talking about the seed. Stories all the time. How about you ask God that he reminds you of important moments in your walk with God, where God showed up in a spectacular way and delivered you and healed you and helped you to overcome a challenge that you had, and make it part of your story. And use every opportunity that you can find, that as your friends are telling stories about this and that and that and the other, you are going to tell your story through his story. You are going to, what is going to change the tone of your story, it is to bring his story in the equation. To say, I wouldn't be where I am today if Jesus and his story did not step in. If I did not become aware of the story about Jesus Christ. Bazalwane, all of us, we were living our lives normally until we heard about Jesus. Many of us, we did whatever that we wanted to do until we heard about Jesus. Until somebody came and said there was a man who, and we did not know that just knowing about this man called Jesus Christ will affect the way that we do things. The way that we conduct ourselves, the way that we dream, the way that we plan. I mean, knowing about Jesus Christ and believing in that has so much impact that it will require you to just overhaul your whole life. Because the story of Jesus Christ, once you hear it, it can never leave you the same. You are going to be that kind of a person who lives their life being aware that for me to have this life today, there's somebody who died on the cross. There's somebody who laid down his life for me. And that story means everything to me. If there's one story I will not doubt in my life, it is the story of Jesus Christ. I might doubt isibaya. Abanye bathi it's based on real true events and whatever. But I know with someone somehow spegiwe to make it look good on TV. But I have a story that I chose to believe in. And it is the story of Jesus Christ. This story has changed the way that I walk. This story has changed the way that I talk. This story has changed the way that I carry myself. This story has changed the way that I dream. This story has changed the way that I envision my future. Because I know that I am not living my life alone, but I am living my life with the one who died for me on the cross of Calvary. May we walk out of this place, Bazalwane, with that burning in our hearts. May I ask that we stand on our feet. I'm going to ask us to pray. I'm going to ask us to pray. Especially we as believers. Let's pray for ourselves. Let's ask God to open our eyes and to help us to write our own stories, to tell our own stories. To say, how did this gospel impact my life? How did it change the way that I view life? And may God give us the boldness to tell that story. That many of us, we kept quiet with so many things that God has done in and through us. But today, let us begin to just pray and ask God and say, God, help me not to be ignorant. Help me to be aware of the things that you have done for me. Help me to remember them. Help me to be able to tell them to others. Come on, let's begin to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for our lives. We thank you for our families. We thank you, Almighty God, for our marriages, our children, O God. We thank you, Mighty God, for our journey with you, our encounter with you. Today we pray, Moyengoele, for your word declares that you will remind us of all the things that the Lord has taught us. Moyengoele namhlanje, we say, take your place in our lives. Bring to remembrance, Nkulunkulu wethu, that which we might have overlooked, that which we might have forgotten. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Moyengoele, in the name of Jesus Christ, that even today you may remind us, in the name of Jesus Christ, of countless encounters we have had with you. Help us to be able to tell it to the next generation. Help us to be able to tell it to our friends. Tell it to our colleagues. Tell it, oh God, to our neighbors, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, even today. Zedebele kanto rintazole braketalo. Zedebel venedos kenjose. Zedebel kenidarose yo brakotelo vrendesije. Zedebel kambroketore teli fradosejo zedebeya. Thank you that, oh God, many of us, oh Father, we will walk out of this place with boldness, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father. And that many will hear in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Many, oh Father, will become aware of what you have done for us, of what you have done in our lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Father, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Savior. We thank you, Redeemer. We give you praise. We honor you, Father. In the glorious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much, and keep on building.